This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Swinging a high drive into center field. Hits at the wall. It is gone! Passes does it again. Again. It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over!
All right, we're back. Play Tessie. Oh, my God. It's episode 302. Remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Rate 5 stars. We're on the socials at Play Tessie. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Sammy's here. Pat's here. Gordo here. It is 4 a.m. my time right now. I'm sitting in a bathtub in the middle of Africa. Can you see the? Yeah, you can see. Look at you can see the faucet.
We're not joking either. Gordo is literally sitting with no. He has clothes on, but he is in a bathtub in Africa. This is bizarre. This is our second to last show that we have to do with this bizarre time zone difference.
I think so.
Sammy, are you home yet?
No, you're not home yet. I'm still in Seattle. Yeah, until the second. I'm still here.
Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, Safari absolutely rocks. This is like one of the coolest experiences of my life. But one thing I will not miss is these 3-4 a.m. podcasts. And it's like, Gordo, you don't have to do it. No. We got to do it. We're posting. That's what we do at Play Tessie. We post.
And there's so much news coming out about the Red Sox and baseball in general right now. We can't even cover it all.
Yeah, seriously. It's like, what a wonderful combination. But should we just jump right in? I'll get to something Safari related. Enough said. I teased you guys that I had a new species that I wanted to inform the masses about. I'm waiting till enough said. We'll get there.
This better be something good. Tiger.
It's not. It's the furthest thing from it. It's crazy. Right. But yeah, last episode we did free agent predictions and I thought it was actually a pretty good episode, and since then, absolutely nothing has happened. So this episode, we're going to do trade predictions, and we're going to start it with the caveat that almost every single guy that we talk about here, if not every single guy that we talk about here, is not going to get traded. Like, at least 80% are not going to get traded. So if you don't think they're going to get traded, start with the caveat that you don't think they're going to get traded, but then we're picking a destination. Like, we're picking a team here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let's get it started with one of the hottest names on the market, connected to the Red Sox, connected to a few other teams, probably the best player, at least position player, because we'll get to Tarek Skubal at some point here. Ketel Marte. Sammy, where do you got Ketel Marte going?
I think Cattell goes to the Tampa Bay Rays. I think they started as a sleeper team, but after the Shane Boz trade, all those prospects they loaded up on, I think that there's actually a good shot they get Cattell. And this is kind of the only way the Rays acquire star players, aside from via the draft, is they get them at a low price. They buy low. And this is kind of sort of a buy low. The contract number is not very high for Cattell. It's about $18 million. So that's my pick. Call me crazy. I think he goes to Tampa Bay, which would suck for the Red Sox.
That would suck.
So I now think he doesn't get traded. So I'll start with that. That being said, I still like Seattle as a fit. Seattle's farm is absolutely loaded with arms, with high upside position players. Pretty much everything the Diamondbacks are coveting in these talks, Seattle has a ton of, like way too much of. And Seattle is a great team. Went to the ALCS last year. Could have made it to the World Series if, you know, a couple ground balls go a different way. And now is their time to absolutely load up. And for me, there's no better option right now for them financially than Cattell Marte.
I will add on to that, Pat. I think they are the best fit for Marte. And I think it would be pathetic for them to not make a aggressive push to get that guy, because this is a team that's never been to the World Series, let alone won one. So if they're not going to make a push for a guy like that to put that team over the top, then they don't deserve to win.
Yeah, I was debating between the two teams you guys just said, and I thought I was actually going to be a little bit different and say that he was going to stay put. And of course, while I was sleeping, Mike Hazen says that, yeah, we're going to put an end to this soon and maybe not trade him. And you can say that's GM speak if you want. But to me, the Diamondbacks were not going to let this linger the entire offseason regardless. So we're going to know at some point. To me, I think he stays, but I think if he's going to go, I had the same exact reasoning as Pat for ending up going with the Mariners. I was not going to go with the Red Sox on this one. It was going to be one of the Rays or the Mariners. I think the Mariners have just way too much in the farm and at the major league level. It's not like they're trading guys that are part of their future. Like these guys, a lot of these guys are blocked. And if you let a guy like Marte slip through the cracks over guys that are blocked, what are you doing? So Marte to the Mariners. Second one, this is probably the most intriguing one. That's the bad word, right? Intriguing.
I hate that word. Yeah. But I hate when you call it, when people, not you, I hate when people call a player intriguing. So to call a situation intriguing, not as damning. Still don't love the word.
Okay, so we got an intriguing one here. It's Jarren Duran. Pat, I'll start with you. Where's Jarren Duran going to go? And is he going to go?
So one fit, yes, he will go. One fit that I've been thinking about that I really like, I just don't know how it lines up. Pittsburgh is desperate to add some offense. I love the fit there.
Wow.
The farm's really good. They just drafted Seth Hernandez in the first round. They've got a lot of really good pieces in the farm. So if they're trying to load back up on the farm, Pittsburgh is my pick. I don't think they go that route. I'll go with Cincinnati for one of their starting pitchers. Why not?
That's not a bad one. There were so many teams that you could pick from here. I do think he goes still. I understand we're getting closer to January. I still do think he goes. And I'll take the Dodgers. And it's going to be annoying because you got a fan favorite going to the Dodgers. We're going to hear a million of those. We're going to see a million of those tweets. Oh, Mookie Betts all over again. All of a sudden, all the people who hated Jarren Duran last year are going to love Jarren Duran because the Red Sox just traded him. Oh my God, they're doing Mookie Betts again. I think it's going to be for a deal involving Dalton Rushing. That smoke last year with the Red Sox being in on Rushing and nothing coming of it, and not even real discussions coming from it. We don't really know what that was about. And to me, the only way you can connect Dalton Rushing to the Red Sox is with Duran. So I've been hanging on to that. The Dodgers haven't fixed their outfield yet. It's not going to happen until Kyle Tucker goes somewhere. If Kyle Tucker goes to the Dodgers, that's off the table. But I think he's going to the Blue Jays. And the second that he does, it opens the door for a Jarren Duran trade to the Dodgers. They have stuff the Red Sox like. It could get scary. People will be pissed. But that's what I think happens. Sammy, where you got him?
God, Gordo, you might be right, but how gross is that? The Red Sox are a farm system for the Dodgers at that point. Nasty.
Yeah.
So I wrote down Reds, and then I got rid of that. I wrote down Dodgers, and then I went back to the Reds, and then I wrote down Royals, and then I wrote down Padres, and I just could not decide. I'm going to go with the Royals, which is cool because we all have different picks now. I feel like that's a good trade match. The Royals need Major League offense. The Red Sox need Major League pitching. Both teams have a surplus of what the other team needs. That's my pick. Hopefully, it's for Cole Reagans. Maybe Duran and Bayo to Kansas City for Cole Reagans. If it's for Noah Cameron, don't text me. I'm not going to be happy. If it's for Chris Bubich, I'll talk myself into it. But I really hope it's Cole Reagans.
I maintain that if they get Cole Reagans for a deal involving Duran, even if they have to give up so much more,
I'm right there with you.
Oh, God.
I would kiss Craig Breslow on the lips if he did that.
Duly noted. Cool. If he does it, we'll save Craig Breslow the hassle here. We'll get you like a, you know what I saw on TV? It was like this, it was on Shark Tank. It was a product. It's like a, it's a blow up doll, but it's not like a weird thing. It's you leave it on your couch. You put your clothes on it and you leave it on your couch when you leave, and your dog thinks that it's sitting with a human, and there's a literal face on it and everything. If Breslow gets Cole Reagans for Jaren Duran, we'll customize one of those with his face. You can kiss that.
So we're going to get a customized Craig Breslow blow up doll. Oh my God.
So when I bought mine, I didn't know it was for my dog. No, I'm kidding. Sammy's face.
Oh my God.
As I was going along saying it, I realized how weird it was because I tried to make it clear that it wasn't for the weird thing, it ends up being for the weird thing.
So I could tell, but every detail you added made it sound more like it. You're like, no, I mean, it's not
it
weird.
Is basically.
No, it's not weird. It has a face. No. Like you put clothes on it. You leave it on the couch.
You leave the clothes on.
Joe?
I hope Pat and Sammy, you guys understand that these are usually Gordo's thoughts when he's sleeping. Because it's 4 a.m. right now.
Yeah, true.
These are the intrusive thoughts that the entire world is getting to know.
Gordo's dreaming about a Craig Breslow blow-up doll. Wow, this is horrifying to think about. But yeah, anyway, let's bring this full circle. If Craig Breslow gets Cole Reagans, honestly, period, at all, then I'll be like...
Good noise. All right, next one, Brennan Donovan. This is a guy who got connected to the Red Sox. We had a conversation on the show about a week ago. I think we all said we didn't want it to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't have him going to the Red Sox. I've got him going to the Giants, and I was debating Donovan and Marte. Which one do I want on the Mariners? And I ended up picking Marte out of the Mariners. So Brandon Donovan, I think, is going to be the bat that the Giants get. I don't think the Cardinals will have any reservations sending him there. Giants second baseman right now, I don't know if you want to say it's Casey Schmidt or Tyler Fitzgerald, but that's one of the spots on their team that could use an upgrade. So
Christian Koss, bro. Red Sox.
Oh, God. Christian Koss. Dude, he played against the Sox last year. I was blown away. Could not believe that guy was in the majors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was bad.
Yeah, he was bad.
Yeah. So I got Brendan Donovan going there. Sammy, who you got?
Brendan Donovan is a guy that the more research I do on him as a player, the less I want him on the Red Sox. I don't think he's coming to Boston. I'm going to go Seattle. I think they pass on Marte and they go with a significantly worse option. Not a bad option, but just not even close to Marte. It's very Mariners. Hate to say it. I like those guys. I'm in Seattle now, but I think that's what they do. Donovan to the Mariners.
By the way, I do think Donovan gets dealt. I think we all think that.
Me too. Yeah, none of these guys I felt confident enough to say, no, they're not getting moved yet. But I guess Cattell would be closest, but I think he'll get moved.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. do delicious food your way. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So my dilemma is I have a team that I absolutely love the fit for. They do not have the pieces to get him, and that is the Houston Astros.
Oh, same. I thought that same
thought. I think Houston is absolutely perfect for him, fit-wise, team-wise, what they need. He goes to a winner, all that. I don't think that happens. As far as where he lands... Oh, God. I'm going to get a little bit crazy just because I think it's – he's the kind of player I think they would covet, and I think they have the pieces to get it done. I'm going to go with Cleveland.
Ooh.
I think Cleveland has that ballpark. They love guys who hit for higher average. They don't need a ton of power. Like Stephen Kwan, phenomenal hitter, not a ton of power. That just seems to be how they're built. And they win that way. Donovan fits that profile. He can play a bunch of different positions, which they covet. He's versatile. He can hit. To me, the fit's there. And I would expect, I'm not up to date on the guard system. I know historically it's usually pretty good. Yeah, I'll go with the Guardians.
I don't think that's a bad fit at all. He screams Guardians, doesn't he? Yeah. He just does. Oh, yeah.
Him and J-Ram would be very fun to watch.
I hand up. I did not realize his defense is not as good as like people think it is. Donovan, no, like the way he's spoken about publicly, like on MLB Network, on big platforms, talk about him like he's a great defender. He's good at third base and he doesn't even play there anymore. I don't get the appeal. And the way Cardinals fans talk about him online, oh my God, they think he's like the second coming and he's good, just not great.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. I'd be more into it. We talked about it a million times, but I'd be more into a contact first dude like that who's versatile. Like, just they needed a 30 home run guy, and yeah, it's just he's not a bad defender. He's versatile. No. He can play a good third base. That's what was shocking to me is that I thought he was like this really good second baseman. But
me too. I think everyone does.
Yeah, he's better at third.
Better at third base by a decent amount. And, you know, he won the utility gold glove. I think he was the first player to ever win that award when it was brand new. So that was kind of his reputation when he was a rookie. But, yeah, it's the second base defense is what he's touted for, and it's not as good as people think.
All right, Sammy, give us Isak Paredes.
All right, I'm going to hedge a little bit here. Last episode when we did the free agents, I said Okamoto to the Pirates. If they fail to land him, I think they get Paredes. I feel like that's a good fit. They need some pop. I love seeing the Pirates try to win baseball games. Like I've said before, that fan base deserves it. So give me Paredes to Pittsburgh.
I'm just contemplating if I think he gets moved.
Oh, I do think this is a guy who gets traded. I feel like that roster crunch in Houston is bizarre.
So I will go. I don't think he gets moved. I don't think. They're so desperate for starting pitching, but their offense really isn't good enough to give up Paredes for without anything substantial coming back. So I don't think he gets moved. If he does get moved. Oh, it's so redundant because I already picked them.
You're hedging.
Can you imagine like Isaac Paredes playing third base in Seattle, Bryce Miller pitching in Houston?
If Paredes went to the Mariners, he would hit 12 home runs. That's my
take. I agree. But I'll go Seattle.
It wouldn't be great.
I'll go Seattle because – oh, wait. No. No, I do not. Not trading in the division. That's a big no-no. Huge no-no even. I'll go with Cincinnati just for the depth of starting pitching. Like Paredes for Lodolo, something like that.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a better one than I was going to give. Pat, you poked a hole in the one I was going to give, but I'll give it anyway. I'm going to go with the D-backs. It's a weird one. They don't have the pitching to get a deal like this done. But if they have something that intrigues the Astros, they don't really have much at first base, which at this point is probably where Isak Paredes should be playing. Like, I've talked all offseason about how he can play the corners. Let's be honest with ourselves. Like if you want a good defense, he's not playing third base. He would fit in well there. This is a Diamondbacks team that wants to win. If they trade Marte, this is not a rebuild situation. Like this team is involved with corner infielders. Like they're in on Bregman. And I think Bregman goes back to the Red Sox. So what can the Diamondbacks do? Ketel Marte. Isak Paredes. And even if they trade Marte, even if they keep Marte, it doesn't matter. It still works. But yeah, what would be going back? I don't know. But I'll keep it going. Let's move on to the pitchers. We'll save the best for last. Pat, we'll start with you. Freddy Peralta. Where is he going? And by the way, I don't think Isak Paredes gets moved. Don't think I've heard enough there. We'll see. Pat, Freddy Peralta.
Red Sox, and I do think he gets moved.
Whoa. Wow. That pause was dramatic too. That was like a
That
big,
was good.
That was good, yeah. All right.
I think honestly, if you had asked me that 2 months ago, I said no shot in hell. I think the fact that Brandon Woodruff accepted the QO, I think that really fucks with their financial plans. Not that Peralta's making a bunch by any stretch of the means, but knowing what the Brewers do with guys in contract years, knowing what the price would be with him on the market, or for him on the market, I should say, it's hard not to see them trading him. I mean, they traded Corbin fucking Burns.
Loser team. They're a good team, but that's loser stuff. I agree, though, Pat. That's a good take. I guess I'll go next. By the way, I hope you're right. I hope it's the Red Sox. Peralta's really good. But I'm going to go with the Mets. I think that this is the big pitcher the Mets acquire. I think it comes after a little nudge from Steve Cohen to David Stearns. Like, hey, man, I know he's on an expiring deal. I'll offer him a lot of money at some point. Just get me someone for 2026. So I think that Peralta from the Brewers to the Mets.
I also took the Mets here. I think, yeah, the Stearns familiarity. Pat, for all the reasons Pat gave, I do think he gets moved. I think they want to keep him, but in the end, this is what they do, and yes, it's loser behavior, but it's also what's kept them viable is by selling on these guys that they know they have no chance of paying. If they don't trade Freddy Peralta, he's going to walk, and they'll get a pick. Congratulations. But I think the offers that they will get, particularly from a team like the Mets that has big league-ready players, which we know they value because that's what they got for Corbin Burns, they have big league-ready guys and an excess of pitching, or at least pitching depth. They don't have an excess of top one or two pitchers, but they do have a lot of starters on that team. And they could trade with the Brewers here. And I think Stearns who has gotten guys from his past before. Hell, he signed Devin Williams this offseason, got Tyrone Taylor. It was either last offseason or the offseason before. Like, this is what he's done. So, yeah, I think the Mets could be a destination there, and they could extend him from there. All right, Joe Ryan's the next one. I'll go first here. First off, I think he makes it through the offseason, not traded. I think he gets traded at the trade deadline. So take it whether you think I'm saying he stays or whether I think whether I'm saying he goes. But I think it's going to be the Red Sox. This is what we've heard, like, what, for how many months now? Since like June of last year. So 6-7 months now. Ooh, hello.
Oh,
6-7 months. Catch yourself, Pat. Take your hands off your goddamn face. I'm sharp. I got a freaking bathtub nozzle jabbing me in the back. 6-7. I do think he goes to the Red Sox at some point, though. That's been the connection all along, and I think at some point in time, like, we've seen it with the Red Sox and guys they're connected to, they always end up getting those guys. Like, even if it's a Jordan Hicks and you get them when they become a bum, they get their guys at some point. So they'll get Joe Ryan at some point. I think it's just going to be at the deadline.
All right. I have been saying I think the Red Sox are going to get Joe Ryan for a while now. My faith is dwindling, so I'm going to switch it up. I do have the Red Sox getting someone in this episode, but it's not Joe Ryan. I think Joe Ryan goes to the Cubs. I can't really explain why. I think his aura is very Cubs, and the Cubs would like starting pitching. They have a very good rotation now, but you add a guy like Joe Ryan, and oh my God, it becomes terrifying. So that's my pick. I don't think he's going to get traded in the offseason, though. I'm with you there, Gordo. Maybe at the deadline, maybe not at all. But yeah, that's my... maybe my least confident pick of this whole thing, though. Joe Ryan to the Cubs.
So this is where I'm going to go Mets.
Ooh.
I think the Mets step in here. Joe Ryan is a darling, an absolute darling analytically. I think it was literally yesterday I saw a video of his slider. It's like 30 inches of move. Just crazy. And Stearns is a huge nerd. Their farm is legit. Their farm is very, very good. So they definitely have the pieces for a team that should be rebuilding in the Twins. I love the fit. I want Joe Ryan, but like Sammy, my confidence is kind of dwindling on that. So yeah, I'll go Mets for Joe Ryan.
All right, Sammy, you want to get us started? Mackenzie Gore.
Yeah. Okay. This is my Red Sox pick. I think the Red Sox big trade is for Mackenzie Gore. You have the Paul Toboni connection with the Nats. They've already made a trade this offseason for Bennett to Boston for Perales. So there's familiarity on both sides. And Mackenzie Gore is very much what the Red Sox like. In zone, swing and miss, big extension. He doesn't have that big body that they like, but I don't think it matters with an already kind of solidified big league pitcher. It's less of a projection, more of a guy who needs tweaks. So yeah, that's my pick. Mackenzie Gore, 80th percentile whiff rate and K rate last year. He's very good. Do not let the ERA fool you. The FIP is entirely different. He is a very good pitcher.
Pat, who you got?
So here's where I go with the Cubs. Like, yeah, I feel like we're just flip-flopping, but
yeah.
I love him as a fit for the Cubs for a bunch of reasons. One of which, he's young, he has the upside, the controls are obviously. The Cubs absolutely have the farm to get this deal done. He slots at the front end. So, dude, he slots in at the front end over Matthew Boyd. Like, that's insane to say for a playoff team. But they have Shota, they have Matthew Boyd. They'd be incredibly lefty heavy in the rotation. But when he comes back healthy. They're desperate for a move. I still think they get Gallen. I don't think Mackenzie Gore gets moved this offseason. I think he's a trade deadline flip. But like Zach Gallen, like, sure, I still think they get him. But just for the sake of this, I'll go with the Cubs.
All right, Pat, we're going to have you go first. Actually, no, I didn't say mine. Mackenzie Gore, I think, does get moved. And I think he's going to go back to the Padres, who I think will get creative here. I think we do see them move Pivetta. I don't know where, but I think you could see them sell on Pivetta, who could leave after this year, sell on a couple other guys, get the controllable starter in Mackenzie Gore, from the Nationals. We've seen Preller get creative in the past. I think you could see it happen here too. It would be weird. It'd be a weird fit, but I could see this being like the Padres at some point are going to jump in and get a guy that you think they probably shouldn't or probably don't have enough to get. I think Mackenzie Gore is going to be that guy. Pat, you want to start us off with Sandy Alcantara?
Ooh, kind of forgot about Sandy. Don't think he gets moved. I think they're going to do like this half-ass, like try and go for it in the first half, and then they just absolutely flounder. This fucking kills me. I'm going to go with the Yankees.
Ooh.
Sandy's on a good contract, coming off a down year. The Yankees have good enough prospects in my eyes to get a Sandy deal done. Sandy's in this weird echelon for me where he's a very good get. He's a very good pitcher. That being said, the pieces needed to acquire him are not nowhere near the same as Freddy Peralta, Tarek Skubal, Joe Ryan, like that type. Do I think the Yankees need another starter? No, I don't. I think they're way better allocating their assets in other places, but for some reason they seem kind of hell-bent on adding to the rotation. So price-wise, track record-wise, everything, I'm going to go Sandy to the Yankees.
That's an interesting one because, I also think he's going to stay. I think we've heard practically zero buzz on him since the Marlins kind of shot stuff down at the trade deadline. Doesn't mean he won't get moved. I think he's more likely to get moved at the deadline. But even then, I mean, he's got to be having a good season to get moved on that money. And the Marlins have to be having a bad season to want to move him. So I think there's no guarantees he gets moved at all this year. But if he does, the team I always look at with the Marlins is the Cubs. They always seem to be close on something with the Marlins, whether it be for Lizardo, Edward Cabrera, and whether it be Cabrera or Alcantara, I think they get one of the Marlins starters. For the purposes of this episode, I'll pick the Cubs for Sandy, but I do think he's going to stay and potentially stay through the entire season too.
I don't think Sandy's getting moved. If he does, I'll go with the San Diego Padres. That seems like a move they would make where teams are not offering full value, quote unquote, for Sandy. So the Marlins don't want to move him, but then crazy AJ Preller is like, I'll do it. What do you need? Whatever you need, I'll do it. So that's my best guess. But again, I don't think he's going to get moved.
All right. We saved the best for last here. Tarek Skubal. And I can kick us off here by saying, first off, I don't think he's getting traded this offseason. We had those weird, like, remember that? What was it, like a Tigers radio guy who's like, yeah, like the deal's agreed. He's going to the Dodgers. The owners are just going to sign off on it. Just wait, guys. Just wait. But despite that, it didn't happen. But also despite that, I'm picking the Dodgers. I don't think he's going to get moved. And I don't think he's going to get traded in the middle of the season either. I think the Tigers let him go for the pick, which I think it is crazy to do, but I think it's what they will do. And I think whether he gets traded or whether he's signing in free agency, I think the Dodgers are going to be the team that gets this guy, and it's going to drive people absolutely fucking bananas. But they have some of the most to acquire him in a trade, tons of prospects, tons of pitching. If they trade for him, they could trade Tyler Glasnow for him. It would make a lot of sense, like obviously among other things, but there's a lot there. And this is a team that doesn't have a lot of spots where they could add because they've got such a good team. But Tarek Skubal, that's a guy who makes any team significantly better. That's how a back-to-back World Series champ gets a lot better and a lot scarier, and they know it. And they've, even though they signed Edwin Diaz, they've been quiet, and I think they've been quiet for a reason. Whether that reason's Kyle Tucker or whether that reason's Tarek Skubal or whether that reason's Tarek Skubal a year from now. They were quiet the offseason before they got Otani and Yamamoto too. So I've got Tarek Skubal going to the Dodgers. I think people are going to hate it, but this is what happens. This is what happened with the Yankees in the early 2000s. People didn't want these guys going to the best team, and they did. That's the modern era of these Dodgers, and I think they get Tarek Skubal one way or another, and it's going to suck. Sammy, who you got?
I got Tarek Skubal to the Rockies.
Hell yeah.
I got Tarek Skubal to the Dodgers, but I don't think he's going to get traded. Same exact reasons as you, Gordo. I got nothing else to add, but yeah, it just makes no sense after how good the Tigers were in 2025. Like, at least just run it back one more time. But who knows? That's gross that we're even talking about this. But here we are. So Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you too. I think Dodgers. Because the field for Tarik Skubal is so limited. Because A, you have to have either the player talent, the prospect pool to get a deal done. And then you also have to be a team that can feasibly afford to sign him. So that leaves Yankees, Mets, Blue Jays, Dodgers. They have 7 top 100 prospects right now. They have 4 or 5 guys who just graduated from the top 100 prospects. And they have plenty of arms they can move in any deal with him. So whatever team gets in a bidding war, the Dodgers are going to win no matter what.
Yeah, I don't hate it, Pat. All right. Does anyone have another guy that they feel super passionately about? Like, there's a couple extra. I don't know. We can get to our bonus.
I got one.
Who you got?
I think Lou Bob gets traded to the Mets.
I've got that too.
Hey, great minds.
That's one that's like, first off, that was one of my first Who Says No's with Bradfo, like way back, was Lou Bob and Tim Anderson to the Mets. And I want to say I had like Vientos and Beatty and something else going back, which at the time wasn't seen as a massive overpay because Lou Bob at the time was one of like the biggest assets in the game. Obviously, it wouldn't cost that now.
All three of those guys have kind of been disappointing. I guess Beatty was all right in 2025.
Can I say a fun one?
Yeah.
Adley Rutschman to the Padres.
Oh, I can see that.
That is a fun one. Why have we not heard about Adley Rutschman this offseason?
I have no idea. Since playoffs started. Samuel Basalo is there. They have Kobe Mayo. They have all these guys. I thought Adley was going to be... Yes, I thought Adley was going to be the most obvious trade candidate. Nothing. Mm.
Yeah, no. So that's my fun one. Lou Bob, Adley. A lot of fun ones here.
Ooh.
Adley. What, Pat? What do you got?
Adley to the Phillies.
Ugh.
Oh, wow.
I actually like that a lot. That's a good one.
Be a very Phillies kind of move there.
Oh, yeah. That's my pick.
Dude, I think I hear an owl.
All right. Let's get to enough said. I want to hear about your animal thing. Speaking of owls.
Hold on. Bonus one.
Ooh.
Tristan Casas. You don't have to say where if you don't think he's going to get whatever. Does he get moved?
No, but if he does, Marlins.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No, but if he does, Padres.
I do not think he's getting moved, and he shouldn't get moved. And you shouldn't lose your faith in Tristan Casas. I know neither of you guys are in that camp, and I know a lot of people were in that camp before the injury, and so they certainly will be after the injury.
Posted a video today, man. His knee looks fine. I'm declaring 37 home runs. I said it publicly already. 37.
Hell yeah. I think he stays, and he will get his shot.
Yes. We love Casas.
All right. You guys ready for Enough Said?
Please. I'm dying to know this one.
Yeah. I will go first. Joe, I sent Joe a picture so you guys can see the visual here. But there is a species here in Africa that we saw. We landed on the plane and there's like you're driving through these like dirt roads to get to the lodge where we're staying. And rolling down the street, we see this like tennis ball shaped thing and it's moving out of nowhere. And the driver stops and he starts explaining it to us. It's called a dung beetle. And its sole purpose in life, and these things only live for a few months. Its sole purpose in its life is to push around a ball of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I
swear to God, when you were teasing this Nuff Said, I thought dung beetle. Because you said unique purpose. So I'm like, what's unique purpose? I thought it was those birds that like pick the food out of the gator's mouths. And then I swear I thought dung beetle. I just should have sent it. I should have gone with my gut. But yeah, those things are unique, like you said. Poop guys.
I'd never heard of this. You'd heard of this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are we positive that this is not Sisyphus?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, my God. You guys are idiots. Joe, can you chime in? Do you know who Sisyphus is?
Is it from a popular TV show?
Not even remotely close.
I wish I could say yes, but I have not heard of it either.
Tell us.
If anyone listening knows who Sisyphus is, just tweet at me tomorrow morning. He's the guy in Greek mythology who was punished for all of eternity by pushing a rock forever uphill.
Oh, that guy. Yes. That guy, yeah.
Yeah. Dude,
maybe it's just a dung beetle.
Yeah, the dung beetle, very strong. Like, this ball of shit is like 5 to 7 times its size. The purpose of it, I guess, is it lays its eggs in there and the shit helps fertilize them. I don't know. But we've seen a couple of these things. And like, we've come across lions, elephants, we saw a leopard. We saw rhinos, saw giraffes. But to me, the most fascinating and crazy thing I've seen is the freaking shit pushing dung beetle. Like, that was wild.
I had like a wildlife computer game when I was a little kid, and you would click on the animals and would say their name, and I thought it was so funny. When you clicked on the dung beetle, the voice would go, "Dung beetle." So I would just like keep on clicking it and be like, "Dung beetle."
Oh my God.
It's poop. It's funny. I got nothing for Nuff Said. I'm traveling and just it's more Seattle. Oh, I went to Seattle Kraken game again. Great in arena entertainment. Bruins should take a note from that, from their book. Take a note from their book. Take a note out of their
page,
whatever
out
that
of their
phrase.
Notebook. Page out of their notebook.
Thank you. Bruins should do that. Very fun at those games. Not that Bruins games aren't, but just like, oh my God, there's like a tentacle coming out of the ice and a Kraken eyeball.
Yeah, that was like, remember like the spectacle the Golden Knights were when they had like a center ice show before.
Yeah, that's over the top though.
Yeah,
I don't expect that from the Bees.
Hey, that's Vegas, baby.
Hey.
My Nuff Said's quick. Shout out to the hero among us, Marcelo Meyer, for donning number 11, saving everybody from getting new jerseys, making use out of all the City Connect and the home whites. Love you, Marcelo.
First number 11 on the Red Sox since Hideo Nomo. Fun fact. All right, let's get
Remember when we all wanted Kyle Harrison to take that because he was wearing it in AAA?
Suck. Yeah.
I would have been for it.
He should have done it. Joe?
Wait, we need Sammy's analysis on the other jersey change too. Nate Eaton, 40 to 18.
Yeah, so 18 could be a pitcher, could be an outfielder, can be an infielder. I think that's perfect for Nate Eaton. That's also a very, very respectful number for him because that's like a useful player on this team. Whereas 40, I know Wilson Contreras took it. I think that fits him, but generally I feel like that's a good pitcher number.
What do we think of Sonny Gray taking who he replaced number, 54?
That's his old number. That's fair.
Yeah, I know.
That's the
I like it.
That's
Sonny Gray. Thanks for everything, Giolito.
I just find it funny that he immediately took Giolito's number.
Yeah, poor Giolito. I mean, he's gonna get paid somewhere. But I'm sure it's frustrating for him. I mean, Houston. He was on with Brad Fong. Baseball's boring.
Houston.
But yeah, I'm sure it's frustrating when you put up the season that he did, and it's to his words, not mine. Crickets. Like that sucks. But back to Nate Eaton for a sec. If you needed any more evidence that the Red Sox love them some Nate Eaton, giving him 18, like they have done everything to tell the world that this guy is not just going to be in the organization. He's going to be on the 26th man. He's going to be there. They let Snyder walk.
Yeah, they're going to let Nate eat, baby.
They're going to let him eat. Dude, they gave him 18. That's no small feat. They didn't have to do that. They didn't have to do anything. Some of these guys, it takes multiple years to get a number.
What number was Vaughn Grissom? Was he 2?
5.
5.
5, yes. I knew he was a good number.
All right, fellas, you ready to wrap on that? We'll keep it short today. I know Sammy's got to be with family. I've got to leave soon, too. God, long, long day. Up at 4 a.m. I'm not going back to bed. This is going to be a day. But that's going to do it for episode 302 of Play Tessie. Remember, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Rate 5 stars. You know the drill. Find us on the socials at Play Tessie. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. For Sammy, for Pat, for Joe producing, for all the dung beetles in the world, both the real dung beetles and the metaphorical dung beetles. It is Gordo here for Play Tessie, episode 302. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back in a couple of days with a Who Says No. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.